Masechet Kelim, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Zayin, when a Tameh Keli breaks and cannot be used any longer, it becomes Tahor. Even if the broken pieces are turned into a new Keli, that new Keli is Tahor as well. With metal Kelim, Hachamim said that if a Tameh Keli breaks and the pieces are turned into a new Keli, that Keli is Tameh like the one beforehand, before it broke. Here we'll talk about a machloket about this law and then explain it in detail. Mishnah says, Kelei matakot mitameein umitaharin shevurin. Metal kelim are tameh when they're broken, and they become tahor when they're broken. So there's two parts that we have to explain over here. The first part, where we say metal kelim are tameh when they're broken, means even though the tum'ah of the old keli leaves when it broke, the broken pieces have some tum'ah that if they're turned into a new keli, the new kelim are tameh, like we explained above. The second part, where we said umitaharin shevurin, that metal kelim become tahor when they're broken, means new kelim made from broken pieces can become tahor more easily than ordinary tameh kelim, like we will elaborate on. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees with the second part of the Mishnah. He says, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, enan mitaharin ela shelemin, says Rabbi Yehoshua, they become tahor like complete regular kelim. Rabbi Yehoshua is arguing on what Rabbi Eliezer said in the second part of his statement, where Rabbi Eliezer says that new kelim that were made from broken pieces become tahor more easily than regular complete kelim. Rabbi Yehoshua says that they become tahor in the same exact way as complete kelim. What's the machloket? What are they really talking about? What's the situation? Ketzad? What's the machloket, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua? What's the case we're talking about? When an item becomes tameh from a corpse, we need to sprinkle the para aduma waters onto it on the third day after it became tameh, and also the seventh day after it became tameh. So in this situation, hiza alehin, if a person sprinkled para aduma waters onto it on the third day, venishberu bo bayom, then it broke on that same day, hitichan, he melted down the pieces and made a new keli out of it, vehazar vihiza alehin shinit bo bayom, and then he sprinkled the para aduma waters on them on that same day, hare elu tehorin, halakha is they're tahor right away. There's no need to wait till the seventh day to sprinkle again. This is divrei Rabbi Eliezer, the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Even though the para aduma waters usually have to be sprinkled on the third and seventh day, hachamim in this situation were lenient. They did not require a second sprinkling to be done on the seventh day. We know all of this, as we explained in the start of the Mishnah, is derabanan. It's rabbinic in nature. Anyway, a new metal keli made from pieces of a broken tameh keli technically is a new utensil and it's pure. But Hachamim said, we're going to make it tameh. We're going to treat it with tum'ah. But Rabbi Eliezer says, we're going to be a little bit more lenient than a regular case of tum'ah. So even though a regular new keli that becomes tameh from a corpse, or even an old keli, any type of keli, usually you have to sprinkle on the third day and on the seventh day, in this situation where it's a totally new utensil from when it became impure, we're only going to make him sprinkle on that day that he melted it down and then recreated it. So the tum'ah of the old keli will continue into the new keli once it's refashioned, but not in its full sense. We're not going to make him wait all the way till the seventh day. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer in Hazaya Pahot Mishilishi Ushevi'i disagrees. Rabbi Yehoshua, he says, no, the sprinkling can be done only on the third and the seventh day. Even in this case, the sprinkling has to be left until the seventh day. It's not enough that he sprinkles on that day. And even though, you're right, the whole thing is rabbinic in nature, the whole thing is Drabanan, and you may think we're going to be a little bit more lenient with it, no. Rabbi Yehoshua says, even though it's only derabanan, hachamim made the same regulations as if it were a tameh keli, and therefore, like a biblical case of tum'ah from a corpse, the second sprinkling has to be done on the seventh day. According to Rabbi Eliezer, as long as you had two sprinklings, you had one before it became before it broke and one after it broke, you had two sprinklings. You don't need to wait for the third and seventh day. As long as you had those sprinklings done, two of them, it's enough. We're going to be lenient because all this is the Rabbanan anyway.